some of the fun and obstacles associated with being a member of a duck club. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. One of my tennis buddies and perennial foe for the club championship, Bill Agler, manages to fill his freezer with fresh duck each and every year. The reason for that? Pretty simple. He belongs to a duck club and spells out some of the joys and challenges that go along with his membership.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad belonged to a duck club, and I was able to hunt with him. And his father had belonged to a duck club, and they hunted. And it was just kind of a family thing. And I had fond memories of that duck club, and I was very, very fortunate to be invited to join a club. There is a way of life, if you will, with the duck club. For you see, we don't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go out and launch the boat and hope you can find your favorite spot on the river. We've already got place already lined up, and we've already got people that we know we're going to be hunting with. Private property and great hunting. Part of the culture, too, is you have to be willing to sacrifice. There is a fair amount of expense involved. We're leasing private property. And the fact that there's maintenance all the time. You've got these levees that hold the water back, and you've got these little muskrats. And those suckers like to just bore holes in the levees, and so you constantly have to be working against them. There's always worrying about the noxious weeds and keeping the water flow management going.
I certainly agree with the not getting up at 2 in the morning. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.